Heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning, and joining me live over the phone today is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke, and I trust you're well.
Doing well. I hope you're staying cool today. It's been maybe a little hot out there, maybe just a little.
It's a little hot, yeah, and it's predicted to get a little hotter. So
that it is. Well, Director, a couple things to talk about. First, it is Wyoming Statehood Day today, Wyoming's birthday, becoming a state on this day back in 1890. And you've probably seen more backcountry across the state from border to border than maybe a lot of people, being the director of the Game and Fish and some of the places you've gone to and traveled. What do you love most about the state of Wyoming and what you've done in your time with the Game and Fish?
You know, this state has such a diversity of different landscapes, and as you mentioned, some of the wildest country in the lower 48. And, you know, the Wind River Range is different from the Absaroka Range, is different from the Bighorn Range, and is different from the Red Desert. And I've been really fortunate to be able to experience all of those. And I would tell you my favorite is both working and recreating is the Absaroka Front, but I've had a great time in the Salt River Range, the Wyoming Range, the Wind River Range, and all of them offer something unique and diverse, and we're pretty darn lucky to live here.
That we are, absolutely. Well, Director, we only have you for a couple months left as Director of the Wyoming Game and Fish. It was announced by Governor Gordon just last week. He announcing your replacement with Angie Bruce as the next director of the Game and Fish after your retirement in September. Tell us what you know about soon-to-be Director Bruce and what your what your working relationship has been up to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So Angie is a tremendously talented individual who is very dedicated to our state and our agency and our wildlife. I've worked very closely with Angie. I appointed her as my deputy director very shortly after I came on as director. And so I've worked side by side with her over the last over 5 years. She's been involved in all of the major decisions for the department in those 5 years. And she's very interested to get out and meet folks around the state. And she's going to do a great job. I fully support that appointment.
Absolutely. So, Director, you have July and a couple months left until you retire. What are you focusing on in these last few months as Director of the Wyoming Game and Fish?
Well, there's, the things never stop. There's a continuation of just the ongoing business of the department and keeping the train moving down the tracks in a good way. And so certainly got all that stuff to do. But I'll also be working very closely with Angie to help her transition. I intentionally announced my retirement early so that we could get somebody on board and we could work side by side and transition a lot of the things that I do every day over to her. So we'll be working on that in August, and then I've just got some loose ends to finish up with projects I've been working on, and that's kind of our focus here the next couple months. We've still got a couple of commission meetings left before I'm gone, and we've got several things on those agendas.
Absolutely. So a monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Director Brian Nesvik, on the air with us today. Director, any other points of focus or anything else happening across the state with the Game and Fish you'd like to mention today?
Well, I think some of your listeners may be interested. Well, next week at our commission meeting in Buffalo, we'll be setting the gray wolf seasons. The recommendation from the department is a very similar quota to last year. I think it's going to be a total statewide quota of 38 wolves. Last year it was 40. That's 38 plus 2 in the flex area there, over in not very far from where you're at. So that's one thing that'll happen next week. And the trajectory with gray wolf management in the state continues to be positive. We've been able to manage around our objective of 160 wolves now for several years. And so that I feel really good about where that's at. And like I said, we'll see if the commission approves that season next week. And then there's the department, in an effort to work on some of the over-objective elk herds in the eastern part of the state, primarily eastern part of the state, has instituted Type 8 licenses for elk, which is new. In the past, we've had those unlimited Type 8 licenses for white-tailed deer, but never for elk. And one of the things I wanted to bring up with you for your listeners is traditionally most license types are valid on the refuge for the late refuge hunt. And these Type 8 licenses will not be valid over on the refuge. So it's just an important thing for folks to note.
Yeah,
and I think that's about what I got, dude.
Okay. That's Director Brian Nesbitt this morning with our monthly update from the Game and Fish Director. As always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk again next month.